Welcome to the Hemp Matters Podcast, where we not only discuss all things hemp and the benefits of CBD, but how it can actually play a role in your everyday health, wellness, and nutrition. We know it can be difficult in today's market in deciding which CBD product to purchase. So if you're looking for a quality CBD brand that is organic, non-GMO, vegan, has no pesticides or chemicals, and more importantly, is independently third-party lab tested, then visit us at elsolwellness.com, where it's more than CBD. It's a new day for a new you. Welcome to another episode of Hemp Matters Podcast, where we talk about all things hemp, as well as overall health and wellness. And I'm your host, Eddie. Today, I want to talk about some key points to perhaps hopefully educate and inform you so you can make a better decision on taking CBD. I know there's a lot of information out as far as giving you ideas on how to take it, when to take it, how much to take. So we know it can be quite confusing. So I want to share with you seven key points that hopefully will make you make better decision making when it comes to CBD, or if you're thinking about taking CBD in the near future, and perhaps maybe clear up some questions that you may have. The first key point I want to talk about is identifying the best method. I think this is the number one thing you really have to consider. We're all different, obviously. We all have different bioavailability. So we're all what I call bio-individual as far as how we take medications and how it's processed with everybody. We're all different. We're all different sizes, weights. So I think it's important to really identify and what would be the best method for you to take CBD. There are four ways that CBD can be taken. The first one is sublingual, and that's pretty much what you've seen most out in the market, meaning it's the CBD oil and the tinctures, meaning it goes under the tongue. This is one of the top two ways for your body to consume and actually get the benefits of CBD in your system. And the reason that is very beneficial is that if you take it sublingually, and not only CBD but other medications, it goes straight into your bloodstream. So there's no pass-through the liver processing like your medication. Same thing with CBD. As it processes in the liver, you won't get the full effect. You will get the benefits of CBD, but not as much as if you were to take it sublingually. So when you take it under the tongue, it's bypassing that method. So it gets into your bloodstream so you can feel the effects of the benefits of CBD. Now, again, going back to the bioindividuality the term that I coined, it could take 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, it could take an hour. There are other factors as to know if the CBD is working for you or the hemp CBD is working for you, but that's one of the first methods for you to take CBD. Second is inhaled. That's typically what they call a pre-roll with actual hemp flower. If you smoke, then it's not going to be much different. It's obviously much different than a cigarette or a cigar, but if you're familiar with smoking, and hopefully you don't smoke anymore, inhaled is another of the two ways besides sublingual that you'll get an immediate but a relatively quick response to feeling the benefits of CBD. The third method are edibles, and those typically that you've seen out in stores, like chocolates. The most common one are the gummies, gummy bears, gummy worms. You've seen those at the store. You might have seen them advertised. You can get the effect of CBD through edibles. However, again, since it has to go through the system, when you ingest a food or medication, it goes through the liver. It's got to be processed. So as you process it, you're going to get less of it because it has to go through the whole
digestive system as well. So edible is another way to take CBD. And the fourth way is topical, meaning like your creams, your balms, the pain creams, rubs. That is another way that you can take CBD if you have joint pain or some kind of ailment on your skin or joints. Of course, this is another discussion for another episode, but there's two receptors that the CBD affects. That's the CB1 and the CB2. So the CB2 is receptors are really found in your skin, which, by the way, is your largest organ in your body. So you will get effects with CBD on the topical side of things. So if you're looking for some kind of benefit or some relief on having some muscle pain, then obviously the topical format is the best way. Second key point I want to talk about is identifying the best time to take. Now, everyone's different. I've had experiences where we know people that have taken it in the morning and throughout the day, they may feel a little drowsy, which is a good thing because you know it's working. But you don't want to be taking something that may make you feel a little drowsy or relaxed in the morning, and throughout the day you're trying to finish the day off so you can rest and relax. So identifying the best way to take it for you is what we recommend is really taking the evening to see how you feel. Not that it's a bad thing, but if you feel drowsy, feel relaxed, you don't want to take it in the morning. So to start out with, I mean, for example, in my situation, when I take CBD, it doesn't make me drowsy, so I take it in the morning. But there are people that I know of that have taken in the morning and then they feel relaxed. So I obviously recommend taking it in the afternoon. But so that's what I mean by identifying the best time to take it. So you can take a couple of drops in the morning, in the afternoon, or one drop a day. Again, it just depends on what your personal situation is. But I think identifying the best time of day is something you have to take into account when you are starting to take CBD for the first time. The third key point I want to talk about is really having to do, going back to identifying when to take it, is titrating, meaning identifying the amount that yields the best results that you are seeking. Like I mentioned, we're all individually different. So our body's going to require different amounts for different folks. You can have two people that are 6 foot, but one person weighs 300 pounds and the person weighs 150. So yes, you may be the same size, but you're not the same weight. I know there's a lot of organizations and tinctures, companies out there that go by weight. Our personal opinion and the way we represent our products is that we don't go by weight because, number one, we're all by individually different. But number two, you can have two people that weigh the same but are different height. You can have, again, 300-pound person that's 5'5" and one that's 6 foot tall. But not only that, I mean, all of our physiologically, can we spell that, pronounce that word? We're all different. So it's a trial and error situation for you to find out what is the best amount for you that's going to, you're going to feel the results and the benefit from CBD. That is why we recommend you start low and slow. You might have heard that term before in the industry, not because it's dangerous or anything like that, or you're going to get overdosed or anything like that, which is not possible with CBD. But some people don't give the opportunity for CBD to work properly because may not be taking enough. Not only that, but identifying which milligram quantity is the best for you. And you can start with a 250 milligram, takes four or five drops, or you can maybe start with a 500 milligram and may take one or two drops. So not only finding out the right amount, it's also finding the correct amount of milligrams, which is actually the fourth key point in identifying what amount and what milligram works best for you. And another thing as well, kind of a caveat to this, is that not all CBDs are the same. So you might, again, do not only a trial and error as far as how much to take, but which product. Product A may work better than for you than product B. So it is a little bit of a trial and error. It's going to be a little bit of work on your part until you feel the right amount, and that's going to benefit from CBD and what you're looking for it to relieve. The fifth key point is do your research on drug interactions. I understand that a lot of places that I've heard of people share with me that customers that have gone to certain places to buy CBD and are not aware that that CBD, since it's a natural product, it's high in vitamin K, as an example. A person who's taking certain medications may interact with CBD. So it can affect going, again, because of that liver by, first pass on the liver. That's how the liver processes the medications that you are taking. So if it's competing with another product, or in this case, something that's natural, it may do you harm in the sense that the medications that you may be currently taking are not going to work the way they should be because you have other products that are affecting it. I did speak to a nutritionist and a healthcare provider in the past, and the recommendation they had is when they get patients, speak with them, and when they have a list of the medications that they're taking, and they mentioned that they're taking CBD, one of the things that nutritionists have shared with me is that not only with CBD but nutritional products, they recommend take it apart from your medication. So if you're taking a certain blood pressure, let's say, or a cholesterol medication, if you're taking it in the morning, then don't take your CBD in the morning with it. Wait a couple of hours, 2-3 hours afterwards, or before you take medication. So you don't want to affect the medication that you needed to be taking, and the hemp CBD product will affect the way that works. So please keep in mind that please do some research on if there's any drug interactions that may occur with CBD. We definitely don't want to be in that situation where your medication is not working for you properly. The sixth key point is, I just touched on it a little bit, is discuss taking CBD with your healthcare provider. Let them know that you are taking it. Your physician may be open to that, may not be open to that, might tell you don't take it anymore. That's a subject for another episode. But make sure you do discuss and let your healthcare provider know that you are taking CBD. That way they know they may have some insight and may give you some input regarding taking CBD with their medications. And, not that medication's bad for you per se, but again, just let your healthcare provider know. It would be a good idea for you to do that. And the last key point is the most important, I think, is do your research. There's so much information out there. The CBD industry is gaining a lot of momentum, a lot of as far as being known to many first-time users, and there's a lot of information out there that is not accurate. There's accurate information and there's misinformation, and in the industry you still find different sources and different brands saying different things. So just take the time to do your research. Look at 2, 3, 4 sources. I know it may seem like a lot of time, but I think for you to get the positive results and the relief that you're looking for with hemp CBD products is do your research on different brands. Do they have labs? Are they organic? Make sure that they don't have pesticides. Where are they grown? Are they following the best practices available, at least currently in the industry? Since it's not being overlooked by any government agency at this point. So it's very important for you to keep in mind that there's, a lot of information out there, and taking the time to do your research to make sure that you're getting a quality product would be worth your time and effort so that you can reap the benefits of CBD. So this is just a short episode. I want to discuss with you some key points on CBD. If you like what you hear today's episode, please reach out to us. We appreciate great ratings. That's how we grow our listenership. We are here to want to share as much as accurate information as possible so that you can make an informed decision. So we are, our passion is here is to really share the benefits of not only CBD, but your overall wellness, and how CBD can play a part in your overall wellness and health and bring you back to balance. So if you like this episode, please do share. Thank you for listening in. We're excited for this new year. Have a great day. And remember, it's a new day for a new you.